Welcome to Zichud of Simani Maimarei Ram Goldar, and today Masechas Gittin, Daf Pei Dal, the ninth parak HaMagarish. The Zichud Masechas Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zichud Nishmas Chayech Hadas Bas Sender. So the three jobs we're going to focus on, number one, it was taught in a Braisa. If one says, Har Zikitech Omanash Shetanasi Laponi, this is your get on condition that you marry Pony. Har Zilotinase, this woman may not marry, but if she married, she need not leave her husband. Rav Nachman explains that she may not marry that man, Shem Yomru Nesheim Nosim B'Matana, because perhaps people will say they're giving their wives to each other as gifts, but if she married him, she need not leave him after the fact, because we do not remove her based on rabbinical decree. Rav infers from Nachman's explanation that she's only forbidden to marry that specific man, but may marry others. He asks, but she needs to fulfill her condition to marry that man, otherwise the get is retroactively valid. Although it's possible that the second husband will divorce her, enabling her to marry Ploni, she cannot be in a position where her ability to fulfill the condition is out of her control. Therefore, Rav explains that Braisa to mean she could not marry others either, and would even be forced to divorce if she married someone else. A Braisa supports this interpretation. Point number two was taught in a Braisa. One who says, Har zigitech, amanash shetali l'rakia, this is your get on condition you go up to the sky, amanash sheterdi l'tahom, or on condition that you descend to the depths, or other such impossibilities, the Tanakham says the get is invalid, but Rav Yudim and Tema says it's valid, and explain. Any condition which is impossible to eventually fulfill, and he stipulated in the beginning, he's merely pushing her off with words to make her suffer, but does not intend the condition. Rav said the halacha follows his opinion. Amoraim discussed the case of almanah shetochli basar chazir, on condition that you eat swine. Abai says this is identical to an impossible condition, since she may not fulfill it, but Rava says it's possible for her to eat swine and get malchus for it, so it's a legitimate condition. Rava is challenged from Abai, which implies that a condition that she have relations with his or her father is not a valid condition. The Gemara explains that someone else violating a prohibition is out of her control. And point number three, Amoraim debated if a condition to transgress a prohibition is considered possible to fulfill. The Gemara said the condition should be void regardless because it's made against the law of the Torah. But kol masna amasha kasa b'Torah, and anyone who makes a condition against what's written in the Torah, tano batal, his condition is void. Rav Ada Breda Rav Ika suggested that this principle applies where he who made the condition uproots the Torah law, such as one marrying a woman on condition not to owe her biblical entitlements of she'er ksus v'onah, food, clothing, and marital relations. But here, the wife transgresses the Torah, not the husband making the condition. Ravina rejects this answer, since her transgression is only to fulfill its condition. Ravina answers that a condition made against the Torah is only void where it definitely violates the Torah, such as a condition to be exempt from a wife's entitlements, which takes effect at marriage. Here, however, he did not require her to eat swine, otechav otigarish, let her not eat swine and not be divorced. Therefore, the condition is valid. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, it was taught in a Braisa. If one says, Har zikitech, amanash tinasi lo ploni, this is your get on condition that you marry ploni. Har zolo tinase, this woman may not marry, vim nise so seise, but if she married, she need not leave her husband. Rav Nachman explains that she may not marry that man, shem yomru nesheim nosim b'matana, because perhaps people will say they're giving their wives to each other as gifts, vim nise so lo seise, but if she married him, she need not leave him after the fact, because we do not remove her based on rabbinical decree. Rav infers from Nachman's explanation that she's only forbidden to marry that specific man, but may marry others. He asks, but she needs to fulfill her condition to marry that man, otherwise the get is retroactively valid. Although it's possible that the second husband will divorce her, enabling her to marry Ploni, she cannot be in a position where her ability to fulfill the condition is out of her control. Therefore, Rav explains that Braisa to mean she could not marry others either, and would even be forced to divorce if she married someone else. A Braisa supports this interpretation. Point number two was taught in a Braisa. One who says, Har zigitech, amanash shetali l'rakia, this is your get on condition you go up to the sky, amanash sheterdi l'tahom, or on condition that you descend to the depths, or other such impossibilities, the Tanakhama says the get is invalid, but Rav Yudim and Tema says it's valid, and explain. Any condition which is impossible to eventually fulfill, and he stipulated in the beginning, he's merely pushing her off with words to make her suffer, but does not intend the condition. Rav said the halacha follows his opinion. Amoraim discussed the case of almanah shetochli basar chazir, on condition that you eat swine. Abai says this is identical to an impossible condition, since she may not fulfill it, but Rava says it's possible for her to eat swine and get malchus for it, so it's a legitimate condition. Rav is challenged from a brisa which implies that a condition that she have relations with his or her father is not a valid condition. The Gemara explains that someone else violating a prohibition is out of her control. And point number three, Amoraim debated if a condition to transgress a prohibition is considered possible to fulfill. The Gemara said the condition should be void regardless because it's made against the law of the Torah. But kol masna masha kasba Torah, and anyone who makes a condition against what's written in the Torah, tano batel, his condition is void. Ravada Breda Rav Ika suggested that this principle applies where he who made the condition uproots the Torah law, such as one marrying a woman on condition not to owe her biblical entitlements of sher ksus vona, food, clothing, and marital relations. But here, the wife transgresses the Torah, not the husband making the condition. Ravina rejects this answer since her transgression is only to fulfill its condition. Ravina answers that a condition made against the Torah is only void where it definitely violates the Torah, such as a condition to be exempt from a wife's entitlements, which takes effect at marriage. Here, however, he did not require her to eat swine. Otechav otigarish, let her not eat swine and not be divorced. Therefore, the condition is valid. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Pei Daled, and this one was suggested to us by Aaron Warsaw from Queens. He suggested that Pei Daled is a launch pad. So here goes. The woman who was given a get on condition she married Plony and was now getting married to him on a green launch pad noticed her good friend board a green spaceship because she was divorced on condition she'd go up to the sky after she refused to fulfill the condition to eat swine. Once again, it's a motion. The woman who was given a get on condition she married Plony and was now getting married to him on a green launch pad. That must mean we're on Duff. Pei Daled. The woman who was given a get on condition she married Plony and was now getting married to him on a green launch pad, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa. If one says, Arziki teich amanashit nasi laploni, this is your get on condition that you marry Plony, this woman may not marry, but if she married, she need not leave her husband. Rav Nachman explains that she may not marry that man, shem yomrin nashem nosim b'matana, because perhaps people will say they're giving their wives to each other as gifts, but if she married him, she need not leave him after the fact, dimishum gezer lomafkin, because we do not remove her based on a rabbinical decree. So the woman who was given a get on condition she married Plony and was now getting married to him on a green launch pad, knows her good friend board a green spaceship because she was divorced on condition she go up to the sky, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, if one says, harzikitech, amanashitali Rakia. This is your get on condition that you go up to the sky, or on condition you descend to the depths, or other such impossibilities. The Tanakhama says the get is invalid, but Yudim and Tema says it's valid, and he explained, Kol Tanai Shi'iyev Sharul Kaimo Besofo, any condition which is impossible to eventually fulfill, V'isna Lav Metchilaso, and he stipulated in the beginning, Eino El Kamaflik B'Devarim V'Kash, he's merely pushing her off with words to make her suffer, but does not intend the condition. So the woman who was given a get on condition she married Plony and was now getting married to him on a green launch pad, noticed her good friend board a green spaceship because she was divorced on condition she go up to the sky, after she refused to fulfill the condition to eat swine. Which reminds us, Ravina answers that a condition made against the Torah is only void where it definitely violates the Torah, such as a condition to be exempt from a wife's entitlements, such as sher, ksus, and onah, which take effect in marriage. However, in a case where he divorced on condition she eats swine, he didn't require to eat swine. Let her not eat swine and not be divorced. Therefore, the condition is valid. So once again, the woman who was given a get on condition she married Plony and was now getting married to him on a green launch pad noticed her good friend board a green spaceship because she was divorced on condition she go up to the sky after she refused to fulfill the condition to eat swine. All right, so now it's time for our four blabach hazara. Daf Pei. So the standard simmer Daf Pei is a painter. So here goes. The green painter's ex-wife painter. That must be on Daf Pei. The green painter's ex-wife who married another painter based on an invalid get and was told that she must leave both of them without receiving her ksuba and other things, which reminds us, the next mission brings an extensive list of consequences for one who marries based on an invalid get, meaning it was dated based on a different government or the wrong location was recorded. She must leave both husbands and requires a get from both, although she's legally married only to one. She does not receive the usual entitlements from either husband, the ksuba, the right to be ransom, sustenance, or worn-out clothing, and must return any received. A subsequent child from either husband is a mamzer. So the green painter's ex-wife who married another painter based on an invalid get and was told that she must leave both of them without receiving her ksuba and other things, showed her get, which had been written according to the wrong government, to her friend, which reminds us. The Mishnah taught that if the date was written according to the wrong government, the get is invalid with all the relevant consequences. Ul explains that the rabbis enacted to date Gittin according to the local ruling government, Mishum Shal Malchus, to promote peace with the local government. Rashi explains that the rulers are pleased that their Jewish subjects honor them by using their names in their documents. So the green painter's ex-wife who married another painter based on an invalid get and was told that she must leave both of them without receiving her ksuba and other things, showed her get, which had been written according to the wrong government, to her friend, the Shomer Zyavim, who had relations with another painter, before discovering her tzara was an Ilanese, and was now subject to all the same penalties. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that any erva whose tzaros were exempt from Yibum after the husband died childless, the Nisu, and the tzaros married other men, and the erva was found to be an Ilanese, they leave both husbands and are subject to all the penalties. The Gemara clarifies that even if they didn't marry the men but just had relations with them, they would be forbidden to their Yavam. Daf pay off. So the Siman Daf pay off is a grandpa. So here goes. While the grandpa, that must mean we're on Daf pay off. While the grandpa in the green rocking chair was busy reminiscing that in his generation, even if a get was merely written, the wife was disqualified to the kahuna. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan quoted an observation, Bor eshol kedorsa vishonim dorsa achronim. Come and see that the later generations are not like the earlier generations. In the earlier generations, Beis Shammai disqualified the kahuna, where a get was merely written, whereas in later generations, Rabbi Dosa even allowed captives of idolaters to continue eating truma without concern they were violated by their captors. So, while the grandpa in the green rocking chair was busy reminiscing that in his generation, even if a get was merely written, the wife was disqualified to the kahuna, his grandsons witnessed a man going to yichud with his ex-wife, which effectively made them eidei bia, which reminds the Gemara discusses a concern for a second marriage where one spent the night with his divorcee, and we learn that Beis Hillel holds, amrin hen eidei yichud, hen eidei bia. We say that witnesses to seclusion are effectively witnesses to relations, and Beis Shammai disagrees. So, while the grandpa in the green rocking chair was busy reminiscing that in his generation, even if a get was merely written, the wife was disqualified to the kahuna, his grandsons witnessed a man going to yichud with his ex-wife, which effectively made them eidei bia. Just as a Cohen's ex-wife left the inn crying after discovering her get was a get kareach, which reminds us, the next mission discusses a get kareach, a bald get which refers to a get makushar, a bound get which has multiple folds which are sewn down, each requiring a signature on the outside. If any fold lacks a signature, it's a bald get and invalid. The Gemara explains why a get kareach is invalid. It's a gezer mishum kulchem. It's a decree because of a concern that the husband told the aiding present at the time, all of you signed the get and some didn't sign, invalidating the get. Daf pei beis. So the simmer daf pei beis is peanut butter. So here goes. The owner of the crunchy peanut butter company, Peanut Butter, that must mean we're on daf pei beis. The owner of the crunchy peanut butter company who divorced his wife, permitting her to all men except the owner of the creamy butter company, which reminds us, the ninth paragraph begins, Hamagarsh as ishto v'amrula, one who divorces his wife and tells her, Hariat muteres l'ko adam elo l'ploni, you are permitted to every man but Ploni. Rabbi Eliezer permits her to marry anyone else, but the Chachamim consider the get invalid. The Gemara analyzes the case of the Malchokas by asking if the word Ella here means chutz, except for Ploni, limiting the permit of the get, or almanas, on condition, that she can marry anyone on condition she does not marry Ploni. So the owner of the crunchy peanut butter company who divorced his wife, permitting her to all men except the owner of the creamy peanut butter company, was Mekadosh another woman prohibiting her to all men except one, which reminds us, Rabbi Abba asked, B'kedushin heyach, what's the halach regarding kedushin, where he said, you're married to me insofar as you're prohibited to all men except Ploni. This question can be asked according to each opinion regarding the parallel case of get. So the owner of the crunchy peanut butter company who divorced his wife, permitting her to all men except the owner of the creamy peanut butter company, was Mekadosh another one prohibiting her to all men except one, who happened to be his peanut butter loving brother Shimon, who was Mekadosh her as well with a similar stipulation, both knowing she would be eligible for Yibum to their brother Levi if they both died. Which reminds us, Abaya commented that even if limited kedushin are effective, if Reuven married a woman stipulating to prohibit her to all but his brother Shimon, and then Shimon married her stipulating to prohibit her to all but Reuven, and they both died childless, she would be eligible for Yibum and not disqualified under the category of Eshes Shnei Mesim, a wife of two deceased men. Daf Pei Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Pei Gimel is a pogo stick. So here goes. The great pogo stick champion, pogo stick, that must be more on Daf Pei Gimel. The great pogo stick champion called Lion, jumping on the green pogo stick and challenged by four competitors from the limited gets are invalid team, which reminds us, a brisa relates that after Eliezer's passing, 4 to 9 posed challenges to his validating a limited get. Rabbi Yeshua told them, Ein Meshibin Esa'ari Lachra Misa, one cannot refute the Lion after his death, although he himself posed a challenge later. The Gemara explains how all the questions could be refuted except for Rabbi Eliezer Ben Azarias, who asked, the Torah calls divorce krisus, a severance, Dover accords being a living up, requiring something that completely severs the bond between him and her without limitations. So the great pogo stick champion called Lion, jumping on the green pogo stick and challenged by four competitors from the limited Gets Are Invalid team, was about to deliver a message to the man prohibited by a get from a first marriage that he was now permitted after a get from a second marriage, which reminds us, the Gemara says that although Rabbi Eliezer holds that a limited get is effective and she is prohibited to the man excluded by the husband, he agrees, where he permitted her to everyone except Ploni, that if she married another man and the marriage subsequently ended by the husband dying or divorcing, she muteris lezesh and eser lav, that she becomes permitted to this man to whom she was prohibited, because the second marriage completely severs her first marriage. So the great pogo stick champion called Lion, jumping on the green pogo stick and challenged by four competitors from the limited gets are invalid team, was about to deliver a message to the man prohibited by a get from a first marriage that he was now permitted after a get from a second marriage, when all of a sudden someone shouted out that the second get wasn't a good croesus because the husband said, here is your get on condition you do not drink wine forever, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses permanent conditions versus temporary conditions. It was taught in a braisa. One says, harziki teich al menashe latish di yain. Here's your get on condition that you do not drink wine, or on condition you do not go to your father's house. If the condition was made forever, this is not a croesus, a severance, and the get is invalid. If it was made for 30 days, this is a sufficient croesus, and the get is valid. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do we learn an extensive list of consequences for a woman who remarries with an invalid get, such as losing both husbands and not receiving her ksubas? That's on daf. Pay. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn? If one says, this is your get on condition that you marry Ploni, this woman may not marry, but if she married, she doesn't have to leave her husband. That's on daf. Pay dollar. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we learn? That a get given on a condition that the wife never drinks wine again is invalid. That's on daf. Pay gimel. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we learn? That Beis Hillel holds that we say, hen hen edi yichud, hen hen edi bia, that witnesses to the seclusion are effectively witnesses to relations. That's on daf. Pay off. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn about a get yoshan? That's on daf. Ayin test. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn why saying this is your get on condition you eat swine is not considered masna al masha kaza b'torah, since she could decide not to eat it and not be divorced? That's on daf. Pay dollar. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we learn Rabbi Eliezer agrees that a wife is permitted to the prohibited man from the first divorce after her second marriage? That's on daf. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn that a woman had relations with another man before discovering her tsar was an Ilanese is subject to all the penalties and forbidden to her yavam? That's on daf. Pay. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we have a malchokas? If a get is valid, if the husband said, this is your get on condition that you go up to the sky, that's on daf. Pay dollar. Good. And number 10. Which stuff do we have the case of two brothers who are Makadish the same woman, prohibiting her to all men except each other? That's on daf. Pebes. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhoff from Zichron, wishing you a great day and great learning.